SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Numbers looking bad for President Biden. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
President Biden's approval ratings have been underwater all year. He began 2023 with an approval versus disapproval ratio of 43.5 to 52.1%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Currently, only 40.5% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.9% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 15.4%.
In the meantime, in a head-to-head rematch, Biden trails Mr. Trump by 2.3%. Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results. Also at srnnews.com, British government announcing plans to charge a carbon levy on imported raw materials like aluminum, iron, steel, and cement from 2027.
It's in an attempt to prevent firms from being undercut by overseas producers. However, the plan has come under criticism from the body representing British Steel as being too sluggish. The group says it will come into effect 1 year after similar proposals from the European Union are implemented.
That is correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. For years, fears have been expressed that efforts to cut greenhouse gases in the UK are not being matched overseas. American colleges have educated millions of Chinese students over the decades. Many of these students have stayed in the U.S. and become top researchers and professors. But that academic cooperation now in decline. Washington says there are growing fears about Chinese spying. This is SRN News. A new poll asking people of faith about the southern border.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that white evangelical Protestants are the most likely to support the use of physical deterrence to keep illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. 74% like the idea. 58% of white mainline Protestants and 56% of white Catholics agree. By contrast, only one-third of religiously non-affiliated people favor physical barriers, followed by 25% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Churches had a 5-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage. That window closing December 31st, but results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations throughout the United States have now received permission to leave. This is SRN News. California suing Ralph's supermarket chain. Rhonda Rockstreet explains.
The state alleges the store violated state law by asking job seekers whether they had criminal records and illegally rejecting hundreds of applicants, ignoring the state's Fair Chance Act, which took effect in 2018. It bars employees from asking about criminal histories before offering jobs and only allows them to rescind the offer if the crime would impact job offered. Ralph's parent company, Kroger, had no comment. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
One person has been killed, another wounded in a shooting at a shopping mall in Florida today. Ocala police say the suspect fled the scene. A woman who was shot in the head while she was a passenger in a car fleeing from police, filing a federal lawsuit against a state-run department in Jackson, Mississippi. Lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. Southern District in Mississippi, claims excessive force. More details at srnnews.com.